Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of How We Roll Podcast.
Hi.
We're an RPG-based podcast, and we focus on Call of Cthulhu, some Dungeons & Dragons, and occasionally one-off campaigns.
Interesting.
If you're interested in contacting us and want to know where you can find our podcasts, you can visit howwerollpodcast.com.
Fancy.
Which offers links to Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Reddit, and Twitch.
What?
If you enjoy what we do and want to support us, you can donate to us on Patreon.
Oh.
And with that said, let's get on with the show.
Yes, please, please, just get on with the show. Yes.
Welcome back to How We Roll Podcast. I'm here with Sword Knight Radio, so let's just very quickly introduce who we are and where we are, maybe. Like, what's just happened to us, and then we'll do a quick recap and jump into the game. So I'll start with Paul.
Welcome to Salisbury Roll Radio. I'm playing Lord Geoffrey. Definitely Lord Geoffrey and no one else. And I am currently next to... I'm between a sofa, a fire, and a homicidal butler.
There's no fire there. The fire went out.
Okay. I'm not next to a fire. But there is a sofa and there is a homicidal butler.
Kate?
It's not as catchy as an expression, is it? Between a homicidal butler and a sofa.
I am Elizabeth Duncan, and... I have no idea who any of you people are. What are you doing in my house?
Covered in blood. Memory lost.
Yeah. I'm Dave. I'm playing Finn Anders, the only person who hasn't gone insane and who has been attacked by everyone and in response has almost killed everyone.
And I think we'll start the action almost immediately. So basically, Finn Anders has found an ancient book and discovered... Oh, no, found Timothy's diary.
Yeah.
And found that he had basically used his powers after death to possess the butler and the maid for unknown reasons, but definitely to attack and kill all the heirs.
There was mention of poison. I don't like poison.
There's mention of poison. There's mention of all sorts of things. We'll get right into it. But I think when we left the scene, the maid has been killed by Finn Anders in self-defense, definitely self-defense. And the butler has been knocked out in an extremely lucky series of fortuitous circumstances. And so we're going to start the scene out of initiative.
I'm going to perform first aid on the lawyer, if he's still at all alive.
No, dead.
Dead. Shit.
You start pumping in his heart, it's just pumping blood out.
Yeah, it's like, well, there goes the $1 million. Oh, wait. Never mind.
I think they said, so if you just go back to the beginning of the story, that so there's at least there's other people there, so you presume there's someone probably in sight of the road seeing if any of you leave. So there's definitely other people.
Okay, I'm going to go over and I'm going to handcuff the butler's hands together, then I'm going to handcuff his feet together, but threaded through his wrists, so he's hogtied.
He kind of, like, wakes up as you're doing it. He goes, Mr. Anders, what are you doing? What's going on?
Well, for once, hoping the fucking handcuffs work and nobody tries killing anyone else again. You've basically killed Lord Geoffrey.
I have not killed anyone. I've not done anything of the sort.
Well... I'm afraid the prince will show otherwise. Right. Geoffrey, Elizabeth, you stay here. Make sure he doesn't escape. I just need to investigate
sorry,
a few things. I'll get out my badge and flash. Just don't care at this point. These people are too crazy. I am Officer Finn Anders. You need to stay here and not attack anyone. Can you do that for me?
I don't know what's going on. I'm covered in blood. You need to help me. You're an officer of law. You have to help me. Do something.
That's what I'm doing. I need to do the something somewhere else.
Help me. Help. 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 Help me now. Help me now. I'm very, very posh and I don't know what's happening.
Your memory's starting to return.
My memory is starting to return.
it's only five rounds into
the sofa, I think. I'm going to get off the floor.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and perform some first aid on Lord Geoffrey.
Is it mouth to mouth?
No.
By hands and such.
Yes, success.
So one more hit point.
One more hit point?
It's one, two. Two glorious hit points.
Where's my one?
No, it's your one.
You're almost alive.
Was there any point to doing that?
Yeah, I'm just going to look at you and just go, oh, cheers, boss.
His accuracy has disappeared.
I guess I'm going to come clean. I'm sorry about the whole killing the pig thing, but it doesn't seem like there's anything worth fighting for now that lawyer's fucked. So, Eustace Breyer, how are you doing?
Aight, so you.
It's a long story.
So you're not.
It's not necessarily illegal.
So Fiona's like leaning against the door, and she's like spinning a handgun that you recognise as one of yours, Finn, from your room. No, let's not do that. Maybe she's got the shotgun.
Oh, okay. Who gave that bin a gun?
Who the fuck is she? who the fuck is she?
Your memory's completely come back after. Oh,
okay,
five
I know who she is.
So does that mean there's one less heir? It's just the three of us.
And I don't give a fuck about this bunny. I just want to leave this fucking place because everyone's gone fucking insane. Fuck.
She's got it like sort of cracked open over her arm and is looking nonchalantly at the room, but fully aware that she can close it and fire it very, very quickly. And you're very aware of this as well. Just two more heirs and me, of course.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to sit here until I can get up, and then I'm going to limp my ass out to my car.
I think we don't like to know who the fuck you are.
Do you care? I'm going. I'm not a threat.
He's really not a threat. He's been shot.
He sounds poor.
Beaten.
That's pretty dangerous.
I think this is a good moment just to reveal who you are, actually, and just to metagame would be a...
I am Eustace Breyer, the...
Do it in character.
Oh, do it in character.
Yeah.
Out to the room, yes, yes. My name is Eustace Breyer. Briary to my friends. You can call me Eustace.
No one from Yorkshire's ever been called
Eustace. I was employed as the caddy to the late Lord Geoffrey, who I'm sorry to inform you has suffered a heart attack and died.
Shame.
But not before he told me all about this stuff on the way around the golf course. Why the hell he would tell his caddy on about this stuff around the golf course, I do not know.
Rich people have their reasons.
But we
knows what they are.
Seemed a reasonable fit. I look a little bit like him.
Do you? One doesn't think you do.
All poor people look alike to you, do they?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay, at this moment, the butler collapses to the ground.
Hogtied.
Okay, at this moment, the butler starts, like, having a fit and shaking and, like, frothing at the mouth.
Well, I'm not getting close to him.
Anders, you seem like someone who might actually have a brain cell in his noggin. Do you have any clue what the fuck is going on here?
Well, from what little investigating I've been able to do in amongst getting stabbed at, thrown at, attacked, and hacked, I would expect that, you know, the late Timothy Duncan is trying
Uncle
to...
Timothy!
The butler is now floating a foot across the ground.
You call me Uncle Timothy, and you couldn't have let Jameson and Henrietta kill you, could you? Oh no, now I have to do it the hard way.
Shoot it.
Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire now.
Another extreme success.
That's not enough, I'm afraid.
And then, like, the gun goes off. Drops the ground.
Completely empty his brain cavity.
Nice.
Nice. Maybe we're not safe here after all.
Gee, do you think...
You still planning on doing anything with that shotgun?
She, like, cocks it and points at you. Well, I haven't decided yet. There's only three witnesses, maybe two shells. No, we're probably safe for now.
I walk forward, I put my gun to her head and say, give me this shotgun.
She, like, backs off, pointing at you.
I keep walking forward.
She's, like, backing off, and then she runs.
Before she backs off, can I just, like, try and distract her by going, Kiwi!
No.
Just wave. No.
Hiya! How you doing? I'm from Yorkshire, I shouldn't do that.
I am loud and I am northern.
She
Come
runs
and look
up
at my
outside.
Field of sheep, which I have
oh,
because
shit,
I am from the north.
I run after, well, not after her, but to the study.
I pull two ferrets.
So you're both going upstairs?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you're left in the room with the almost completely disabled Eustace Briar, a.k.a. Lord Geoffrey, the dead body of the maid and the almost possessed body of the butler. And I'm going to have to just retcon a bit. Sanity rolls, everyone, please.
No.
Yes!
No.
For the first time. Yeah.
Okay, six sanity. And if you passed, two sanity, which means everybody needs to make me intelligence checks.
I will succeed my intelligence check. So, six sanity lost?
Yep.
29. That's not a fifth. You passed.
No, okay. But it's five in one go.
But you passed your sanity roll.
Yeah, but Joe said lose two.
You still lose two if you pass.
Yeah, but you don't have to check your time.
You've seen someone. Yeah, so everyone needs to... So can you tick temporarily insane? And can everyone roll me a d10?
I rolled a six.
Okay.
Melody, melody.
Not a three. Guess me, Paul, it's great.
So six. Significant people. Consult the investigator's backstory entry for significant people and why the relationship is so important. In the time that passes, 1d10 hours or more. Oh no, that's the wrong one. Six. Was it six?
Six.
Faint.
Oh!
So as the butler collapses the ground after you've shot him, it's too much and you faint. Kate, what do you want?
I got two.
Or two. Okay, you've gone blind.
Fucking hell.
Psychosomatic disability. Paul?
Four.
Paranoia. You suffer severe paranoia. Everyone is out to get you. No one can be trusted. You're being spied upon. Someone has betrayed you.
That is
you.
A realistic description of what's happening right now.
What you're seeing is a trick, and we're going to stay the story with you. I'm going to say that Finn's gun has landed within reach of you.
I am going to pick that gun up. I'm going to find a stick to steady myself with.
Got four rounds left.
Sorry?
Probably got four rounds left.
Two rounds that you're you faint for.
No. The pistol has four bullets left.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So what happened to, what's her face, to Fiona?
She's run off,
okay.
Actually, no, because we're going to have to edit that out. So she's like stood there at the door. In fact, she's going to have to roll for sanity as well. Lord Fiona. 41 is a pass, and she still takes two sanity, so she's just stood there looking shocked, holding the shotgun.
So I've just sort of like bent over and picked up the gun. I'm just going to prop it up on the back of the sofa. So I imagine like I'm facing away from her.
Okay.
Young lady, now, I want to leave. Would you let me leave, please?
She looking at a gun, very carefully, looks down, sort of tries to think, can she shoot you in time? Is that going to work? And then she dives to one side. So you're out of sight. You can fire.
Yeah, I'm going to fire.
So diving for cover means that you roll at disadvantage.
How does that work?
So same as before, you roll two dice and then you use the worst. So roll a d10 again.
That's a 63. I don't have a firearm. Do I have a firearm skill? No, yeah, 40. So, 40, yeah,
so you miss. So the gun goes off. She's out of sight. Kate, you're kind of blind for another nine rounds.
Fucking hell.
So you have a round before Finn comes to.
Who said that?
Okay. there's a window out. We're on the ground floor.
Yes.
Yeah, going to go for that window.
That's my window.
Going to hobble towards that window and get myself out of there.
Okay, so you look across the...
I'm sort of back out, like, pointing at putting my gun at the door and then, like, back into the window.
Okay, so you look out of the window across the lawn. The snow is beginning to carpet it in a light sort of dusting. And moving towards you are 18 animated skeletons.
Oh, boy.
Sanity check.
That's a seven, so yeah.
Okay, so you still take one sanity, which means I need you to roll another make another intelligence check.
Another intelligence check.
This is where the sort of horror bit of the film gets.
Yeah, that's a success.
Okay, so roll me a d10.
A d10. That's a zero. That's a
10. So that's a mania.
Interesting.
Roll a d100.
D100. Oh.
Yeah, this is, manias are permanent, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's a 4.
You need to get away from these animated skeletons and where the bodies have been. More fresh zombies. You've got acromania. You have a compulsion to get to a high place, and you will have a permanent compulsion for.
You're like a kitty cat.
To enjoy high places.
Meow.
Okay. High place. Let's see how smart I'm being right now. Intelligence check. I'm reasonably smart. I'm going to say I'm ahead of the stairs.
Okay. You're going to be crawling.
So I've got a stick to prop myself.
Okay. That sounds great. Okay, Finn, you come round.
It doesn't sound great.
I hate it when that happens.
Did you hear this? Thump, thump, eck, thump, eck, thump, eck.
So I pat around for my pistol when it's missing.
Run,
fuck.
Run.
And I pull out the extra fancy one I took earlier in the back from the back of my trousers. I'm going to say it's a pearl-handled engraved 1911-45.
It's all gone to shit.
Sexy, sexy gun.
Anders, run. Lizzie, I don't care.
Elizabeth,
who said that?
What's going on?
Who said that?
Finn Anders.
Who's saying any of these things?
We lost your memory again.
No, I can't see. I think. Can I still not see?
Can't see, no.
Can't see a fucking thing.
Shit, leave her.
As blind as a blind pig.
She's a bitch. She attacked me. Leave her.
I hate you.
I say that out loud. I don't care if she can hear me. I need to go and secure the secret book of magic.
Okay.
So I'm going to run towards the study.
Okay, so you run up the stairs.
Past
the very, very slow hobbling.
Carrying
I see
gun.
Him with my gun, and I don't think I care because he's probably the sanest person here now that he's not pretending to be Lord Geoffrey.
Oh, no, he's indefinitely insane.
Oh, I know, but... Oh.
One of my things is I think I actually am Lord Geoffrey, so now I'm pretending to be Eustace.
Eustace is me.
It never really existed.
Do you react to me when you see?
No, I'm making all speed towards the.
Okay, then I ignore him.
Just give me a quick spot hidden to see if you notice Fiona.
Oh yes, I do.
Okay, she.
You spot her as she shoots me in the
heart
face.
She's running towards the back of the house, ground floor.
Don't give a shit. She's crazy.
So, you run upstairs. Kate, Elizabeth, your sight begins to come to as you hear the sound of smashing glass.
I would like to work my way towards the cellar without looking towards the sound of smashing glass.
Give me a
very
luck roll.
Studiously not looking.
And what the sounds that are coming from the glass, you definitely don't want
no,
to hear.
No, 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 looking, no liking. No.
Just give me a look.
No liking. Look.
Brains.
No.
Okay, you do see the animated corpses at the window. Can you give me a?
It's the cast of Geordie Shore. Run!
No! Oh, that's so boring.
Brains of zombies. No.
Can you give me a sanity check?
No, that's an automatic fail. I mean, Jersey Shore.
But yeah, that's a fail anyway.
Okay, so 4 more sanity. And make me an intelligence check.
Give us all really high intelligence.
88.
I failed that check.
Oh, so
that's good.
So that's good. You've managed to block out how terrible this is.
Yes,
and
they
you
are
sort
all
of grit your teeth.
Fluffy bodies. Fluffy bodies.
And it's your round. What do you
want to
do?
To be fair, if it's
are you a smoker?
Is the cellar on the map? Is there a cellar?
It is the age
there
of consumption.
I
mean, I want to run away whilst smoking a cigarette.
They look questionable.
What's all over the floor from an earlier attempt?
I would like to set everything on fire whilst smoking a cigarette.
Okay, so the floor is covered in oil.
Have I got a lighter?
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah.
You have to say something appropriately action hero when you do
yes.
this.
Snobbish, but also snobbish and aristocratic.
I want something out of that doesn't fit.
Peasants.
Were these your ancestors on there as well?
I assume so.
So there's 18 of them.
Yeah.
You probably recognise them.
Have I counted them? Richard?
Let's see. Just is everyone? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, Aunt Faffy, I haven't seen you in years. That's right, I said Aunt Faffy. I'm still going to set them on fire.
Okay.
Okay, so the floor...
I would like to move away from the gas, the oil myself.
On the floor?
So that I am not in it while, okay. when I set it on fire.
And then so you throw your light to the ground, the floor begins to burst to light, the sort of flames licking around the corpses of the maid, the butler and the lawyer. You see you're sort of in the main hallway now, which is pretty dark, actually. There's not much light. I think maybe we've got Lord Geoffrey, a.k.a. Eustace Briar, stumbling ahead of you trying to get upstairs. You can see just in the distance Finn running upstairs, and from somewhere you hear a slam of a cellar door.
Yeah, I want to go to the cellar
as Fiona descends ahead of you.
Stupid Fiona, I hate that bitch. I mean, I hate that bitch.
Finn, from somewhere you smell smoke and hear smashing glass.
I wrap up both the book,
okay,
the creepy book and the journal.
Okay.
Is there a bag nearby?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, that or just tuck it down in the back of my belt. And then intelligence roll. Which I fail. I go for the $1 million that I know is in the basement. Smart thing to do.
Okay, so
you run
down the stairs, and about probably near the top at this point, you bump straight into Eustace Briar. Who is desperately trying to clamber up.
Go the wrong way, you derpy twat.
Oh, I just avoid him.
Everyone knows you go upstairs
down
when there's a fire.
So, you make...
You're making
it,
my soul
so
cry.
You pass the sitting room. As you pass the sitting room, can you make me a luck roll?
That is a success. A very hard success.
Okay, so you don't see the zombies, and skeletons, but what you do see is the body of the flaming body of the lawyer being dragged by his legs into the sitting room and away. And the sound.
Not
of
going in
zombies.
There. Where's Bart when you need him? Though it's usually Bart that gets me into this shit. Damn it, money.
Okay. So, the basement. Where am I? Okay, a stout door seals the basement from the kitchen, and apparently the area serves a good place to lock up rampaging zombies or insane servants.
It's almost like the thought of this ahead, Simon.
There is a workshop down here with various garden tools, crowbars, and some metal working equipment. You begin to step down the wooden steps, Elizabeth. You're pretty sure that somewhere down here, Fiona is waiting with a shotgun. But right now, you're not sure where in the darkness she is hiding. From behind, you can hear running feet.
Where is the crowbar?
In the kitchen.
Can I grab the crowbar?
Oh, is there a crowbar in the kitchen?
You just read it in your description.
A stout door seals the basement from the kitchen, and in the basement there's a workshop with various gardening tools, crowbars and some metalworking equipment. So if you're going down the steps into darkness, you can easily find yourself a weapon.
You're in the kitchen. There are like 500 carving knives.
Yeah, but right now you're in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen.
Just an entire wall of carving knives.
Do they have one of those fancy culinary blowtorches?
No.
It's worth a shot. I would like to pick up two knives.
You'll need one hand to hold a lamp.
Shit. I would like to pick up three knives and fit them between my fingers like that.
Okay.
That's an awful idea. Using the lamp in the offhand as a weapon is a legit thing.
Yeah.
I'll grab a cleaver.
Okay, there's definitely a cleaver embedded in a sort of chopping board. Are you going to wait for the sound of running feet, or are you going to head down into the cellar?
What can I hear now? Nothing.
Nothing. Fire, running feet, groaning.
I think I will go down the stairs. I think Fiona with a shotgun is a better choice than living skeletons of my close family.
They might just want to, like, see all your holiday photos.
Hi, Uncle Nick Knack. It's nice to see you. Oh, you're on fire.
Okay, so the cellar is divided into two rooms. So there's the workshop area, and then there's a door which is half open, which leads into blackness. Mm. At this point, Finn, you appear at the top of the stairs.
Okay, I assume I can hear all this going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's worse. They want to show you their holiday photos.
No!
18 generations worth.
I carry on down towards the stairs.
I don't care about your toddler.
So at the bottom of the stairs is Elizabeth holding a cleaver and holding up a lamp.
Sort of vaguely point the gun in her direction. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sane are you right now?
27.
If I could calibrate my saneness on the number from 0 to 100.
So, you're not going to attack me in the immediate future, yes?
What are you doing with that gun there? That was a terrible voice. What are you doing with that gun?
Just sort of pointing it slightly away. Just in case.
Okay.
Where's that crazy bitch Fiona?
No fucking idea.
Right.
She's always skulking around.
Zombies.
Literally guy. Name. She's just
death,
a fear of someone's
spells.
Shoulder.
Right, I need
She's
some help.
Bloody Mary.
I'll let you know a secret. I read in the dead guy is probably not so dead, Richard Dunch's journal, that $1 million is under the floor in the workshop.
He looks at the GM, making sure he remembers the bit. Is it the basement bit or the
workshop
bit?
This is in the basement. The basement is a workshop and another room. Well, another door that may lead to
which
one
room
or
it
other
in,
room. Didn't say.
He did say.
The cellar is ready. I feel my time is drawing near. The money has been securely hidden in the floor of the basement workshop. So the workshop.
Yeah, oh, so the basement. Yeah. I was right. So, let's grab the money, burn the house down, and run away. Yeah, sound good? Split it with you. 60-40.
The door opens and Fiona appears by the shotgun. Why, that's very interesting to hear, Mr. Anders.
I sort of look at you, completely unconcerned. I don't think you got it in you, bitch.
Well, maybe you need to walk away or you'll find out.
I just walk towards her, gun down.
Same.
She has it in her. She pulls the... in fact, so she is... You can do
click.
A,
I took the firing pins out of the shotgun in the first fucking episode.
You did.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That's it. Dave wins Call of Cthulhu.
And then she clicks again and then carries on clicking and then drops it to the ground.
I punch her in the face.
She runs away into the darkness.
When in doubt, be the only person with a firearm.
You just reach the stage of just no tolerance anymore. Just shoot people in the face.
Yes, no, please shoot her in the face.
That's Aaron.
That's where Spencer got to, because he just doesn't want to die. Anyone who looks slightly dangerous, just shoot them in the face.
You
there's
look a
guy
to be funny.
Running at you screaming out of the dark. I shoot him in the head. Whoa! For the first 2 minutes of the game. It's like only after examination did we see the cleaver. It's like, nope. Anyway, so...
So, spot hidden, guys.
I've now climbed up into the bedroom I was staying
hard
in and
success.
Out on the window onto the
almost
roof.
Okay. Extreme.
Okay, so you find, not very well hidden, concealed beneath a loose stone in the floor is a metal box.
Elizabeth, why don't you open the box? I'll cover you.
No, I think I'd rather not.
It's easy, just get the crowbar and open the box.
No. I'll hold on to my knife and my lamp.
I'll open the box with the crowbar.
Okay.
Yep.
It contains an enormous amount of cash and negotiable securities. Not $1 million, more like $75,000.
Ah. Well, it's better than nothing.
From above, the fire is raging. And we're going to jump over to Lord Geoffrey, a.k.a. Eustace Breyer, who is standing on the outside of the house in a raging storm. Below you, 18 animated skeletons and zombies are carrying away the three corpses, the butler, the maid, and the lawyer, and they are heading off in the direction of the forest to the south. As you look at them, can you make me a sanity roll?
Well,
okay, can you take 5 points of sanity and make me an intelligence roll.
Pass. Well, how I see this going, if we want to mess with this, I'm clinging to the outside of a dormer window as I see these ghouls speeding away into the forest, and I drop to all fours and I'm crawling up the roof line because I can't get purchased with a stick anymore. And, in a lot of pain, and there's my wound has opened up and there's a streak of blood behind me, which is staining the snow on the top of the roof. And I get to the chimney breast where there's no snow and it's just sort of melted away from the heat, the residual heat of the chimney. And I sit on the centre tiles of the roof and sort of hugging myself and sort of like looking into the woods as I hear the cries of these ghouls, the flames lick up around me.
Nice. So we're going to epilogue. It is 3 days later. Finanders, Elizabeth Duncan and Fiona Duncan, after spending 2.5 days... in the garage, fighting against snow and desperately trying to keep themselves alive, have made their way back down the mountain, where they are met by a representative
of... Sharing body heat for warmth.
Yeah, they look very happy. Well, certainly Finn looks very happy. They all seem to have bonded. There's no bickering at all. They're met at the Hampton Inn by a member of Uncle Timothy's estate's lawyers, and congratulates them on surviving the weekend up in the mansion. He tells them that they are all entitled, as the three remaining heirs, to 1/3 of the estate. Now the lawyer says, "I haven't made it up to the mansion in a while, but I believe it is valued at just over $1 million. And there's meant to be a substantial amount of cash hidden somewhere within the mansion, but it was all written about in the diary of Timothy. So hopefully we can find the cash and put the house up for sale in a short whiv, and you'll all be entitled to an enormous amount of cash."
Oh, the house is a burnt shell.
You all share a look. A few days later, unknown to any of you, another character makes his way down the mountain. He is young, fresh-bodied, and full of vigour. His eyes burn with red anger against the people who stole his supply of cash. Uncle Timothy, in his brand new body from sacrificing the 6 hearts of the dead people, has found a new purpose in life. And I think that's where we will leave this Call of the Cthulhu game. So well done, guys.
That was right, good.
As I say, as we're walking away, just go, "Hey, love, I hear you like to marry rich men."
Well, I guess a few $1,000s.
Well, you've got at least $25,000 cash, plus...
Yeah, Fiona's not getting any.
Fuck Fiona.
The land and the shell of a house. So you definitely, I think we can probably up your credit rating.
Excellent.
You can have 5% towards a deposit, and that's all.
That was
so
fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Okay. That was really good.
This has been How We Roll Radio. Sword Not Radio, and How We Roll is not a radio, but
How We Radio
us.
And Sword Not Podcast.
How Radio.
How something.
So I've been Joe, and I've been guest DM on Swordnet Radio. I think we're going to probably end up releasing it on both feeds, but thanks very much for having me, and thank you guys in the box for allowing us this amazing opportunity.
Phil and Groshnak, the sound goblin.
They're waving at us. Thank you, Paul, for inviting me to play with you guys.
No worries. I will extract the usual payment in kind.
And as I worry about that, we'll say goodbye to Kate.
It is a donut, you twat. How dare you?
Ooh, donuts.
And we'll be back next week with
I'm so offended right now.
Some more tabletop RPGs on various feeds. Who knows what?
I need to recover.
Recover from the sexual favours.
So that's
from the donut.
Oh, is that what the kids call it nowadays? I'm sorry, Paul, I'm not with it like you.
And you want the $5 donut, the girlfriend experience donut, or the quick and dirty donut.
It's always extra for the back door, don't it?
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this scenario, and we'll be back next week with another amazing Call of Cthulhu adventure in which Scott Dorward, one of the writers of the actual game, will be taking us through one of his own adventures, the dark and terrifying Blackwater Creek. Before we go, I'd like to say a huge thank you to all of our supporters over at www.patreon.com/howwerollpodcast. Every episode takes between 3 and 5 hours post-production, and we literally couldn't do it without your generous donations. So if you like what we do and you want us to keep on releasing high quality games every week, please consider supporting us on our Patreon page. Lastly, we'll take a big thank you to Battle Bards for using their sound effects and music. You should all definitely check them out. That's all from us. See you next week. Here's a word from our sponsor. This month, we are very happy to be sponsored by Limitless Adventures. Limitless Adventures specialise in DM-friendly products that minimise your prep so you can spend more time at the table playing and less time writing. They currently offer 3 products: Limitless Encounters, Limitless Locations, and Limitless Side Quests. Limitless Encounters include 10 environment-specific encounters. Each encounter is fully fleshed out with names, treasure, stat blocks, and hooks for further adventures. Limitless Locations include 10 linked locations, like a village or a city district, ready for your adventures. Each location is fully detailed with history, colourful description, lively NPCs, treasure, stat blocks, a map, and even hooks for an adventure. Lastly, Limitless Side Quests are short adventures, each with 3 complete linked encounters and a detailed map. Every member of their design team has been gaming for over 20 years and played through every edition of Dungeons & Dragons. So if that sounds like something you could use, check out their website at limitless-adventures.com and see what they can offer. That's limitless-adventures.com, and you'll also find the website in the show notes. That's all from us. Take care and see you next week.